Parshas Emor Sheni Perik Chaf Aleph Pasuk Tazayin. By the very Hashem of Moshe, Imar Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Pasuk Gizayin. Tarel Aaron, the Mar speak to Aaron saying, Ish Mizaracha, a man from your children, the Dorosam, throughout the generations. Their generations, Asher Yeh Bomum, who has a mum, Lo Yakriv, Lo Yikrav Hakriv, Lechem Alakav. He should not come near to offer the bread of his God. Rashi says, Lechem Alakav, Machal Alakav, the food of his God, called Suda, any meal, Kari Lechem. Any Suda, any meal is really called just bread. Kemo, Avad Lechem Rab, he made a great feast. Pasuk Yidches, Ki Kol Ish Asher Bomum, Lo Yikrav, because any person who has a mum cannot come close to serve. Yish giver o pisech o charum o sarua, a man who is blind or lame or disfigured, or one who has an enlargement. Rashi says, ki kol ish asher b'mom leikrav, eino b'din sheyakriv. It's not proper for him to approach. Kmo hakrivin anol tachasecha. It's like the idea that go offer it to your ruler. It's inappropriate. Charum shechot mashaku, his nose is sunken, being shteinav between the two of his eyes. Shekochal shteinav kachas, which allows him to apply color to both of his eyes at once without having the bridge of his nose block the area. Sarua, she'echa mevarav, one of the external parts of his body, galda mechaver, is larger than the other one. Meaning, for example, einav achas gadola, he has one eye bigger than the other, v'ino achas katana, and one of his eyes is smaller. Oshoku achad aruka mechaverta, one of his legs is longer than the other one. Pasuk yotes, o ish asher yed bo shever yad or shever rega, or a person has a broken leg or broken arm. Pasuk chaf, o gibein o daft, O tuvla be'ino, a person who has an unusual eyebrows, or one who has a cataract, or a mixing of the eyes, o gerev, or a gerev, or a yalephus, or a yalephus, o merach ashach, or crushed testicles. Rashi says, o gibin, sorosils belaz, that's another way of saying eyebrows in English, shegivne enov saron orech, the hair of the eyebrows is unusually long, v'shochev, and it droops over the eyes. O dak, sheishlo be'inov dok, there's a film over the eyes, shekorin til, which is called a til, which is like a web or a thin layer. Kino hanote chadok, spreads out a film over the heavens. O tuvlal, davar hamabubul asayin, a thing which mixes the color of the eyes. Kigon chut lavan, like a white strip, hanimshach min alavan, uposech b'sira, which extends through from the eye, the white of the eye, and it cuts into the iris. Shu agul, which is a circle. Hamakaf v'sashach, which just surrounds the black of the eye, the pupil. Shikor and prunel belaz, which means a pupil. V'achot shalom, this strip, posig as a ogle, cuts the circle, v'nechans v'shach, and enters the black. V'targum tuvlal, chaliz. The Targum calls this word chaliz, ashen chilazon, which is like a sea creature, shudom l'tolas, oso achot, because the stripe is like a worm, which is the chilazon. V'chein kinuhu chachmei Yisrael, that's what the Chazal make it as, they describe this as, b'mumei b'chor, when describing the blemishes of a firstborn, chilazon nashach, nachash inev. The chilazon is like a snake and a grape. Girev oyalefes min shechinhe, the types of boils. Garav hu cheres. The garav is the same thing as what we call the cheres. It's hard. Shechin hayavish mifnim yivachotz. It's a dry in the inside and the outside. And yalefes, he chaziz hamitzris. The yalefes is like the Egyptian rash. Why is it called yalefes? Shem alefes v'holeches. It progressively comes more closely bound to the sufferer ad yom misa until the person dies. Hu lachim yivachotz. It's dry on the inside, but very wet on the outside. But in another place, even though we define what gerev and lialef is here, in another place we have the word gerev, mean the shin halach nivachutz, the yavish mevinim. We actually flip it now. We say the word gerev is the bar which is moist on the outside and dry on the inside. Shnemar uva gerev uva cheres. We call the gerev and with the cheres, which are meaning they're two different things. Kishasamach gerev isal cheres. So Rashi explains, Kishach samach garav etzal cheres, kar lialef is garav. When the word garav is associated with cheres, which means they're two distinct things, the garav will take the same translation as the alefes, which is dry on the inside and wet on the outside. Kishu samach etzal yalefes, but when the garav is with the alefes, so then kar lacheres garav. So the word garav now associates with the other type of boil, which is the cheres, which is dry on the inside and the outside, and the alefes is dry on the inside and wet on the outside. Kach mafurish b'bechoros. This is how the Gemara explains it in Bechoros. Merach Ashach, the Targum Miris Pachdin. Targum says it means Miris Pachdin, which means Shepachtav Musachim, testicles were crushed. Shebetzim Shalach Kurusim, testicles were squashed. Pachdin Kimo, Gidi Pachtav Yisagaru, where Pachdin is like Pachtav, found in Iuv, which means ducks, the ducks of his testicles were interwoven. That's what tepachta means. Tepachta means that area. Pasuk chaf aleph. Kol ish asher b'mo mizera Aaron ha'koyin lo'igash la'kriv esishe Hashem. Any person who has a mum from children of Aaron, from the zera of Aaron, he should not advance to offer, become close and offer to the fire of Hashem. Mumbo ace lechem l'kav lo'igash la'kriv. It's a mum. The bread of his God, he should not approach to offer. Rashi says, kol ish asher b'mo l'rabba shar mumim. So now we're including other mumim, because the previous pasuk means I already had this pasuk, so now this drash is telling us other blemishes also. Mumbo, but oh mumo, but pasuk. While his blemish is still with him, he's disqualified. Ha'im aver mumo kosher. Obviously, that if the mum is not present, then he's kosher. Lechem, lekav, kamachal, kar lechem, all food is called bread. Pasuk chaf beis lechem, lekav, mikashay ha'kadashim, and kadashim ye'achel. The bread of his God from the Holy of Holies. He's from the Holy of Holies, and from the Holies he may eat. Rashi says, "Mikashe kachim el kachim kachim." So the coin points about mumki kachim kachim. When a kachim yochel el kachim kachim, these are lesser degree kachim. In them are kachim kachim. Lo men them are kachim kachim. But when I think of it, if I could eat kachim kachim, of course I could eat kachim kachim. In lo men them are. If I didn't say that extra pasuk, I would have thought, "No, the kachim kachim yochel b'mum." The kachim kachim, yeah, the coin who has a mum can eat it. Shemasina shehu chulazar, because we know a zar can eat it. Because you know Moshe, who wasn't a Kohen, ate the meat of Kachik Hashem at the time of the Miluim. But I would have thought that Kachik Kalim of the Chaz of Ashok, lo yalchal, he cannot eat it, shalom and sinu zar not cholik behem, because we never found in history that a zar, a non-Kohen, took a portion from them. That's why the Torah explains again by Kachik Kalim that a blemished Kohen can eat it. That's what it says in Zachim. Pasuk Chavis. Ach el ha-parochas lo-yavo, but the person who's a bamum cannot come to the parochas lo-yavo al-mizbech, lo-go to mizbech, lo-yigash ki mum bo, he should not approach because he has a mum, lo-yichalas mutashah, he should not defile my service, my holy services, ke-anim Hashem, mikad Hashem, because I am Hashem who sanctifies them. Rashi says, ach el parochas, lahazos shev hazos, to sprinkle seven sprinklings of blood, sh'al parochas that are sprinkled on the parochas, al-mizbech, and should not approach the mizbech, ha-chitzon, the Adamus Be'ach. So Shneim and both of them, Hutzur Chalani Kasev, Mufurish B'Torah Tzkanim, both have to be written, as explained in Torah Tzkanim, and the explanation is, if the Pasuk only mentioned the Isra going, or the Balaam going to the Parochas, you would have not been able to derive the Isra of going to the Mizbeach, because I thought the Parochas is much holier, it's inside the Makom HaMikdash. Therefore, Torah tells us the Adamus Be'ach is also us. And also, if I had only telling us about the Isra of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, I wouldn't have known that the Kohen who is the Balmum can go to the Parochas, because Karbonos are brought on the Mizbeach. Parochas doesn't have any Karbonos, only has sprinkling of blood. It has lesser Kedusha, and the Torah is telling us that's Usher as well. Rashi continues, Voy Chalelas Mikdashai, Shim Avad, because if he does do the Avodah, Avadosim Chalelas, the Pasel, it becomes defiled, and that it becomes disqualified. The word Mikdashai means my holy services, not my sanctuary, point of this Rashi. Pasuk Chavdavai, the Rebbe Moshe, El Aaron, El Benav, El Benes, Kol Benes, El Moshe, spoke to Aaron, his sons, and all the Jews. Rashi says, by the Rebbe Moshe, HaMitzvah Azos, this mitzvah, El Aaron, El Benav, El Kol Benes, what's the function of telling the Jews, the Hazir, they used to tell Bezin, make them responsible, Al Kohanim, Al Kohanim. Sorry, Kol Bez. Pasuk Aleph, I Dere Hashem, Moshe, Elimar, Hashem spoke to Moshe, saying, Pasuk Bez, Aver, Aaron, speak to Aaron, El Benav, and to his sons, Be Nazarum, because Shebin Israel. And they shall withdraw from that which is holy from the children of Israel, or the Chalalu Hashem Kachi, that which they should not defile my holy name, Hashem Mekvishim Li, that which they are consecrating for me, and Hashem, I am Hashem. Rashi says, Be Nazaru, in Nazir al Prisha. The word Nazir means withdrawing, separation. Hashem Omer, by Nazar Me'achor, if he separated himself from me, that's in Yechazkel. In Nazir Me'achorav, or in Yishayahu, it says, they withdrew towards the rear. So here also, if Rishu Me'akash, they separate from that which is holy, B'mitamasim, while they are impure. B'inazur Mikashay B'nei Yisrael, they shall withdraw themselves from the holy of the children of Israel, Hashem Makishim Li, which they consecrate to me, V'lo Yichalu, so as not to defile, Hashem Kashim, my holy name. So as Mikav Yidrashayu, Rashi is saying basically you have to read the Pasuk as having Hashem Kashi later on in the Pasuk to understand the context. Asher Himakishim Li, Larabas Kashikun, Kohen asked him to include the things that the Kohen think the Kohen consecrate as well, they should also separate from those things when they come. Pasuk Gimel. Amar Aleihem, say to them, Lidor Sechem, throughout your generations, Kol Ish Asher Yakriv Mikol Zarechem, any man from among any of your offspring who shall come near, Al Kol Shem Asher Yishev Bnei Yisrael Hashem, V'Tumas Olav, that they come close to the Kachin of the Jews that sanctify to Hashem when they are impure, V'Nechusu Anafashim Hil Fanai Ani Hashem, they'll be cut off before me, I am Hashem. Rashi says, Kol Ish Asher Yakriv Ein Kriva Ela Zuel Achil, the word coming close means eating. We also find a similar issue of having this of eating things betumo, even when the Torah uses the word touching. Don't touch anything sacred, which means ashar la'ocha, which really means don't eat it. The rabbis derive this from Gzir Sheva, that really means eating. Yes, Shalomar, and you can't say that the pasuk saying you can't touch it. So remember, karis al achila, because the Torah says the issue of karis only by eating it. But savas aron and parshas sav, shekrisa zu itazu. One after the other, different isurim, and parag zayin, pasuk chav and chav alf. V'imah anagiyah chay, but if he's chay for touching it, lo tzrich l'chay v'al achila. So if he's chay for touching it, all the more so he's chay for eating it, so as the Torah have to conclude the isur eating, unless there's no isur to touch it, only to eat. V'chein yidresh b'taras kohanim, this is what it says in taras kohanim, v'chei yesh no'geh chayiv, is it true that someone touches kachim when he's tamei, is chayiv in kain, if that's the case, matan lomer yikra, so why does it say come near? It must mean to teach us Mishiyach Shem Lehakiv when it's able to become brought. Shino Chayiv Alav, what is that subject for Karis? Mishem Tumah, Elm King Kirvu Matirah. He's only Chayiv for Tumah is if the things that which permit it to be eaten have been brought, meaning offered up. Vim Tomar, and if you say, Shalof creatures with Tumas Kachim normally, so if in the end of the day it's all about eating, so why do you have to have it three times? Kvar Nijish Mimsech Hashur, so this in Shuas Achlas Klal. Achas Prat, we derive it for Klal Prat, Klal, for those halachos. But the only time he's going to be chayv is if, as the Gemara explains, the Chazal in Taurus Kohanim, only after the Kashim have their material, the things that permit them, like the blood sprinkled, offered on the Mizbeach. Tumas Olav, with his impurity upon him, the Tumas Adam Olav, meaning the impurity of the person, Zanim Yachal, B'Bsar Kasim Medaber, you might have to talk about where the meat is Tameh and he's touching it, the Tumas Shal Basar Olav. Uvatar Shachas Atomic Kasmadaber, and the Pazuk's talking about where a person who is Tahar is eating it, Al Karchach, you must say, Shmi Mashma Sha'ataloma, from the verse's implication you see, Bimisha Tumasa Prachas Mena Kasmadaber, talking about a person whose impurity can depart from him, and that's the only thing about Abizai Oden, that's by a person who can appreciate Tahar Betubila, he has the ability to go to the mikvah, become Tahar. That's from the implication with his impurity upon him, which means he could take it off. But me, when it becomes Tame, it always will become Tame. That's why the pasuk is talking about where it's tumas agov. B'nichus of agov, yachol mitzad zeh l'sad zeh. You might have to cut off from this side to that side. You crash from koma v'yisach shemot from achrim. You just he'll be cut off and exiled to a different place. Tamalomar and yasham chol makom ani. I'm everywhere. So must be something about death, premature death. Pasuk that one. Ish mizer aron. Each person from the children of Aaron, v'hu tzaru avzav, or he's mitzora, or he's avzav b'kachim lo'yichali k'nani kachim. I'm sure he turns until he becomes pure. V'anagev b'chol tamei nefesh. If a person touches anything with tamei, uish or shetetimena shchazara, or a person who has shivchazara. Rashi says mizer aron, a kohen from Aaron the kohen. In the ella zaro is only his children. Gufim. I mean, I know that applies to Aaron himself. Tamalomar v'hu tzaru, and he is a mitzara shechol whole makiv onin yakiv tzaru zav tamalomar who. It says you might have thought he could bring as an onin, so he could bring as a tzaru and a zav. So the Torah says, no, but who he's included as well? Aaron himself is included. Anashar Yitar, but he has Shemesh until the sun sets. Oh, in El Tila, maybe this just means when he's Tar with Tila. Nemer Khan Yitar, Nemer Alan Vitaher. It says the word Yitar and Vitaher, so, and it says in the context of Vitaher, it says Uba Shemesh Vitaher. The sun will set and it will become pure. Malahan Bia Shemesh, Afkan Bia Shemesh, Zlokin Bia Shemesh, the sun will set. The whole Tame Nefesh, Primishim, Nimitame Mace, anyone who's impure to the context of death. Pasuk Hei. Oh, ish asher yigab b'chol sheretz asher yitzmalo. A person who touches any creeping animal through which make him impure. Oh, ba'adma asher yitzmalo b'chol tumasav, or a human through whom he can become impure, whatever his impurity is. Rashi says b'chol sheretz asher yitzmalo. B'shir haroi v'tamei v'kadasha, meaning with a certain quantity of tuma, which means the shir of a lentil. Oh, ba'adam v'meis, or a human, a corpse. Asher yitzmalo k'shir l'tamei v'zayuk tzayis, that's the level, the shear of a kazayis. L'chol tumasal, the rabbis negiyah b'zav v'zava, this includes someone who touches a zav and a zava, or Nida, or Yoledes, all those people are included in the Isser as well. Become Tame. Pasuk Vav. Nefesh asher tigabo v'tama ad ha'ar. The person who touches it shall become pure until the evening. V'leichal esek min ha'kadoshim. He shall not eat from the kashim ki'im rachat b'sober maim until he immerses himself in the water. Nefesh asher tigabo v'echam min tuma salal. The one who touches these people or things which are pure. Ki'im rachat b'sobero. Yachol ever. Again, Rashi is saying that beforehand we're talking about touching these people who are impure. So ki'im rachat b'sirol yachol ever ever. Now if I have to immerse limb by limb, tam lomer uva shemesh ma bi'as shemesh ka'achas av tefila kula ka'achas. We compare the tefila to the bi'as shemesh, just like the sun sets in its entirety, so to the tefila has to be in its entirety. Pesuk zayin uva shemesh v'teher, the sun will come, the set, and it'll become tar. Ka'achar yachol min ha'kashim kilach mahu. Then it can eat the kashim for it is his food. V'achar yachol min ha'kashim nidush b'yivamas. We derive this in yivamas, but truma. Talking about truma. The coin can eat it after the sun sets. Other things need a karbanos. I mean, a kashim, look called kashim, but not everything that's holy, only truma, which is holy. Pasuk ches, k'nivela t'refel lo'yachal, l'tamava, ani Hashem, a carcass and a mold animal he shall not eat, to become pure through it, I am Hashem, Rashi says, l'inan atumah, his rekan. The Torah states a provision here with regards to impurity, shem achon nevelas oftar, because if he eats an unslaughtered carcass of pure bird, she'in lo tumas nagel mas, which doesn't have any tumah of carrying and contact, el tumas achil, but only by eating it, but basically through his throat, also nachal b'kashim, then it's also for him to eat all the things. V'tzorach lomar u'treifa, mishesh b'mino treifa, yotzen nevelas of tameh, she'in b'mino treifa, and obviously the implication of u'treifa is telling us not all birds that are nevelas are a problem, only oftar, which is able to become a treifa, but a treif animal is not defined as treifa, it's always not kosher. They won't carry any sins. And if they do that, then and die because of it, for they have defiled it. And I am Hashem who sanctifies them. Rashi says, while their body is tameh, which tells us that if he does eat it, for tameh the truma, he's chay misa v'yishmaim. Also good. The chozar lo yachal kodesh. Any zar cannot eat holy things. Toshach koin v'sachir lo yachal kodesh. A koin's resident or hired worker cannot eat holy. Rashi says lo yachal kodesh. But shurma cross with that. Again, we're talking about shurma in these pesukim. Shekol in dibra. That's what we're talking about in the context of these pesukim. Toshach koin v'sachir. Toshach shal koin v'sachir of the resident of koin or sachir. Figach toshav zanaku v'papa. That's why it's called a toshav v'vishudava because it's connected to the toshav of the koin. V'izu toshav. What does that mean? Zanirza. That's a eved nirza who has a ear, and he's working for the Kohen with his ear pierced. Shukani lo adayovel, who's acquired to his master until the oval, views the sacher, what's a high working, that's a person who's in that interview working for 6 years. She goes to Beshesh, she goes after 6 years. Bakasov, Fulemakan, Shingufu Kohen lo adonov, Bachom Trumas. The Pasuk tells us that his body is not acquired to eat Truma of the master. Pasuk Yidal, the Kohen Kikin and Nefesh, Kin Kaspahu Yochadot. But if the Kohen acquires a person with an acquisition of money, he can actually, that person can eat the Truma. Really, bias heim yochum b'lachmo, and someone who born into his household, they may eat of his bread. Rashi says, the kohen ki kenei nefesh, evit kenan yekonei legufo, and evit kenan whose body is acquired. Yilid beso, elu b'nei shvachos, these are the children of the slave woman, b'eshes kohen. We also know that a wife of a kohen, ochelas b'truma, she can also eat truma, minimekar as from this pasuk. Why? Shavi kinen kastel, because she's also technically called a kinen kastel. V'ome, v'od lamad minimekar acher, kolter b'besecha. And this law is also derived from another pasuk, which is anyone who is pure in her household can eat it, as derived from the Sifrei. Pasuk Yud Beis. Bas Kohen Ki Siyeh L'Ishadar. A woman, a Kohen's daughter, married an outsider. He B'Trumas HaKadoshim Lo Socher. She may not eat of the separated holy. So Rashi says, Ish Zar, labor Yisrael, mean a non Kohen, labor Yisrael is a Jew. Pasuk Yigimu, Bas Kohen, Kisiya, Amano, Agusha, Vizara, Inla. A woman who was married, it was Bas Kohen, she was married and she got widowed, but she got divorced, and she didn't have any children. Mishalva, basically, and she returns to her father's house. Kinu Reha, Milachon, Aviyah, Tochel. She eats it as if in her youth, she can eat the father's bread. The Chosar Lechabon, but any outsider can eat it. Rashi says, Amano, Agusha, Mina, Ish Hazar, from an outsider. Zera ain la mimenu. He doesn't have an offspring from him. Meaning, if she had children from a Kohen, and then she married a non-Kohen, but no children from a non-Kohen, she's still connected to the Kohen. the father's house. V'shava ha'im yish lozara mimenu. But if he had children from him, asur b'truma, she becomes prohibited because much as there are any time her children are alive, that's connecting him to the non-Kohen husband who passed away. Cholzar lo yachabo lo ba el hotzias onin. The pasuk is only excluding an onin shemot b'truma who could eat truma. Zaru's amar to lachav lo oninus, because the Torah is telling us again only zar can't eat it, but an onin could. Pasuk yedad v'ish. Ki yochal kodesh b'shvigah. First, he eats holy things inadvertently. And he shall add a fifth to it. V'nasan the kohen kodesh, and he should give that which is holy to the kohen. Rashi says ki yochal kodesh. Again, truma. That's the context of the pesukim. V'nasan the kohen is a kodesh. Davar harod this kodesh, that could be fit. She'ino parei lomos, because he doesn't pay the kohen's money. El per shachulin v'hinas nasis truma. He pays with fruit, and it becomes truma. Pesuk kazav v'lo yichalus kasher b'nei Yisrael is kasher yirma l'Hashem. They shall not defile the holy things of the Bnei Yisrael, that which they set aside to Hashem. Lo yichalul v'gomer la'achil mazarim, to feed them to their non-Kohanim, meaning the pasuk is addressed on the Kohanim, they shouldn't give it to non-Kohanim. Pasuk tezayim v'hehisio asam avon ashma b'achlam eskot shehem. They will cause them to bear the sin of guilt when they eat their holy things. Ki'ani Hashem b'kan Hashem, for Hashem sanctifies them. Rashi says, v'hisio asam, they will cause them to bear es atzman b'tum as avon. They will bear themselves the sin, b'achil maskashem, when they eat their holy things, shehuvdu l'lushim truma, because they were set aside for truma, v'kachone, and they've been holy, v'nasra lehem, and they've been asur to these arim, to eat. And just the way the Mefarshim explained this, Rashi means the Kohanim will burden themselves with the sin when the non-Kohanim eat the Kohen's holy things. That's one understanding. Another understanding of Rashi is that the non-Kohanim will be burning themselves with the sin when the non-Kohanim eat their own holy things before giving it to the Kohen. And according to both of the opinions, Rashi is taking up the possibility of understanding the pasuk to mean that the Kohen will burden the non-Kohanim with sin when the non-Kohanim eat the Kohen's holy things. And Unklus says, Unklus chichir game, but machilim b'sova, when they eat things in impurity, shalot tzarech turgam kin, that was translated for no reason, because we're not talking about tumah. We're talking about the non-Kohanim eating the tumah. B'siyo sam, ze'echa mishlosha esim shayi rabbi shmal dorish b'torah. This is one of the three times that we have the word "es" in the Torah that Rishon interprets to mean "shemadabim ba'adam at." We're talking about the person himself. "V'chein b'yom alos yimin Israel yivio so." The day of his nizirus, he shall bring himself. Who yavias atzmo? He brings himself. "V'chein v'ikber aso b'gai." He buried him in Gai. Who kavar atzmo? Kach nidrus b'sifrei. That's the sifrei reason. So here also, he see or some they will cause themselves to bear the sin for eating the for either feeding it or eating the truma, the bitum, as a zar.